Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, December the 11th, and here we are, just a week and a half away from Christmas and New Year's, middle part of December, and this is the time of the year when people have got so much going on. We're trying to do so much at one time, and we're telling ourselves that we have to be happy no matter what, and sometimes that brings on some stress. Because you think you got to do everything, and you really don't have to do everything.
And you have to do it perfectly.
And you have to do it perfectly, but you really don't have to. We have Dr. David Newman with us, Rosehart Hypnotherapy Success Center. Good
Thank
to have you.
You
here, Dr. Newman.
It's nice to be back.
Now, so you want to talk, we're going to talk about stress today.
And depression.
Stress and depression, which really runs high this time of the year.
Very high this time of year. And the real problem with it is we all live with stress year-round.
Okay. And some stress is good.
And some stress is good. That's one of the things that keeps our heart going and things like that. But seriously, stress has a tendency to build up, and it builds up so slowly that we don't realize it. And so one of the things that I do in classes that I teach is I take an 8-ounce glass of water, okay, and just a little styrofoam cup, and I fill it up, and I have somebody hold it out. And I go, now how much does that weigh? Well, it doesn't weigh much. And I said, okay. And they hold it up for a half an hour. And well, the hand starts going down. That's what stress does. But the problem is we don't physically feel the stress. Psychologically, we do. And that's what the subconscious is getting. It's weighting us down. And when you have that much stress, then you start going into, I don't feel good all the time. And now we start leading towards depression.
And being crabby, too.
Well, very crabby and grumpy and super critical and things like that.
Yeah. And I can see sometimes, and I try not to get stressed. I used to be a lot more stressed than I am now. But I can tell when I start getting stressed, building up, and you don't, it's like you said, you don't realize that it's building up. And then all at once, you go, oh, why am I so crabby and so nasty? It's because you've been stressful.
You've been stressed for so long, and at some point, the body just says, enough.
Yeah.
And when that happens, some of the most common things is you'll suddenly feel very, very tired, and all you want to do is just sleep.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways that your body's telling you, we have to get rid of this. Okay? And that can go into depression at that point.
So how do we keep it from building up? And if we have it, how do we get rid of it?
Well, let me show you. If you notice, I brought a piece of paper with me.
Okay.
And I would like you to demonstrate this. So just take this piece of paper, and what I want you to do is just pretend that that's you as a child. Okay? That's the way that you are.
Okay. What this is, if you're listening on the radio, it's a white piece of typing paper.
Blank. Right. That's all it is. Now just wad it up.
Okay. So I'm taking and I'm wadding up a white piece of typing paper.
Now, as you wad it up, really squish it down there.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all the stress that you get as a kid. That's every crossword you've ever had, every time that you got in trouble, any time that a teacher has yelled at you, a bully has come up to you, whatever. All of that's down there. Now, unfold it, but be careful not to rip it.
Okay.
Okay. And as he unfolds the paper, we're going to take a look and see what you see. And those of you at home, by all means, you can do the exact same thing and take a look at it. Okay, and this is what you've got. Now, you look at that and you see lines and crosses and hills and valleys everywhere.
Yeah, you got the same piece of paper, but it's crumpled and it's got all kinds of marks on it.
Right. Now, you can apologize that piece of paper. You can try to smooth it out and everything. It's still going to be marked. And that's what happens to us when we have stress and arguments and fights and people at work and everything else, and when people get crabby, this happens to other people, okay, psychologically. Now, what happens when we start getting depressed is we start bumping up against these little lines, and in my business, in hypnotherapy, we refer to those lines as knowns, okay? Things that we know, either positive or negative. So this little known right there, that could be, you have to be perfect. You have to be good. What will people think if you're not? This one over here could be the holidays are meant for family, but yet in your particular family, you've got in-law issues that, you know, you guys just don't get along or whatever, but that's there, and that starts weighing down on you. And pulling down on you even more.
So and how do you tell yourself this?
Well, that's really the hard thing. Okay. Now in hypnotherapy, we can vent this out and we can make it nice. But even under hypnotherapy, when you work it all out and it's nice and smooth and flat, the lines are still there. What we do is desensitize the person to it. But what can we do to help the people that don't go see a hypnotherapist? The easiest thing to do is take just 5 minutes, okay? Just 5 minutes in a quiet area or as quiet as you can get, and you start off just by focusing on your breathing. And just notice what it feels like to breathe in and to breathe out, because we do things and we don't pay any attention to it. And as you do that, then start thinking about all those things that you're feeling right then. All the pressure. I have to be perfect. I got to go to the job. Oh, geez, and there's this office party, and I don't like these people. And just mentally put that into the breath that you're exhaling and exhale it out.
Exhale it out.
And inhale just peace, relaxation, and tranquility, joy of the season. And come back and exhale out the bad.
Okay. So let me summarize this again.
Okay.
Because I'm going to use this. You go to a quiet place in your house.
As quiet as you can get.
As quiet as you can get. And just plan 5 minutes, maybe if you can afford more than 5 minutes.
Great,
but
5 minutes.
Concentrate on your breathing.
Right.
And then think about the things that bother you.
Yeah.
That bother you. And breathe out and breathe those.
Breathe all those things that are bothering you out. And as you inhale, you breathe in all of the positive things that you can think of, even if it's nothing other than it's just a beautiful day. I'm glad just to be here and I'm not snowed in. Whatever. Now, here's another secret. Breathe with your stomach. See your stomach come in and go out, because we have a tendency to breathe with our chest. And when we do that, we close this area off, and that builds our stress as well.
So breathe with your stomach.
Exhale,
make your stomach grow
larger. Yeah, and when you exhale, just really push it in there with that and exhale.
Try
that.
It 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes a day,
starting
and you will
today.
Feel wonderful.
Starting today.
You'll feel wonderful.
I believe you. I do believe you.
Yeah.
Dr. David Newman, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. If people want to... more information about this, or they want to talk to you, how do they get in touch with you?
Fastest way is just call our 800 number, 888-604-9997. And I'm at extension 3. You can call us anytime.
Or you can go on the web also.
You can at www.mohyp.com.
Okay. I hope you have a very peaceful, relaxing, and a joyous holiday season.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
Yes, thank you. Dr. David Newman, it's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
As always. Tomorrow, recycling news and Little Bethlehem. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Haywood, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this program again, you should listen to it again. What he's talking about, or watch it, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Bye-bye.